From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are turning lower as investors mull over Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's more cautious assessment today of the U.S.'s economic growth.
Unemployment is still too high, but it has come down. It was about 10% at the peak, and now it's closer to 8%. It's going down too slowly, but it is going down. If we don't see continued improvement in the labor market, we'll be prepared to take additional steps if appropriate.
Well, the Fed has decided to extend a program nicknamed Operation Twist. It is designed to drive down long-term interest rates and encourage more borrowing and spending. At last glance on Wall Street, the Dow is down 60 points, nearly 0.5% at 12,778. NASDAQ off 8 points and the S&P 500 down 7 at 1351. A House committee is deciding whether to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt for failing to turn over additional documents on a botched gun smuggling investigation known as Operation Fast and Furious. Yesterday, Holder and Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California were unable to reach an agreement. Holder says he wants another congressional briefing on the Justice Department documents, and Issa's word that a records transfer would satisfy a subpoena by House committee that Issa chairs. The jury in a Philadelphia clergy sex abuse trial has resumed deliberations. NPR's Jeff Brady reports earlier today the jury told the judge they couldn't reach a decision on all but one of the charges.
There are no details on which charge the jury has reached a verdict on. The Reverend James Brennan faces two counts for allegedly raping a 14-year-old boy. Monsignor William Lynn faces child endangerment and conspiracy charges. Judge Teresa Sarmina told jurors that if they didn't reach a verdict, the case may have to be retried. The judge asked jurors if reconsidering an earlier request that she denied to rehear testimony would help. No word on that yet from the jury, which began deliberations on June 1st. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
A lot of residents of northeastern Minnesota are facing extensive flood cleanup from torrential rains overnight. More from Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio.
Emergency officials say they've responded to numerous calls from people trapped in cars and homes. Sinkholes have formed on streets around Duluth, and there are mudslides on the city's many hills. Two seals escaped from the Lake Superior Zoo, but spokeswoman Susan Walniakowski says they were found quickly nearby.
They were relatively easily corralled, and they are secure, and they are safe, and they are in their holding again.
Walniakowski says some animals in the barnyard exhibit died in the flood. More rain is in the forecast, and northeastern Minnesota remains under a flash flood warning today. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
Dow Jones Industrial Average down 63 points. This is NPR. The Afghan and U.S. governments are condemning a suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed three American service members and at least 17 Afghan civilians. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that an Afghan interpreter was also killed in the attack that targeted a NATO convoy.
Afghan officials say a man drove a motorcycle into the NATO convoy and set off the explosion. The blast ripped through a busy section of Khost City in eastern Afghanistan. The number of reported fatalities has slowly grown since the attack, and dozens of Afghan civilians were also wounded. In Logar province, a vehicle struck a roadside bomb, killing 8 civilians. The Taliban have launched a number of brazen attacks this week, including several where the assailants were wearing Afghan police or army uniforms. Afghan and U.S. forces have also conducted a series of operations in the south and east and have captured or killed a number of Taliban commanders. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Reuters News Service is reporting a Yemeni man working for the International Committee of the Red Cross has been killed by an airstrike in Abyan province while carrying out humanitarian work. Yemeni troops last week retook several towns in the southern province of Abyan that Islamist militants allied to Al-Qaeda reportedly had seized last year. British police are waiting to arrest Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder responsible for publishing massive amounts of classified information without authorization. Assange is now holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's trying to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces questioning in sexual assault allegations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.